Hello?
Hi, Juan. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Oh, hi, Tina. Good. How about yourself?
Hi. Oh, I'm good. I was just seeing your email. I'm sorry to hear about your veterinary bill. I recently had that with my dog, too, so I could tell you're an animal lover, huh?
Yeah, sure am.
Yeah, I know. My dog, actually, I have one more payment on it because I had to do the care credit. But he, last year, right after his birthday, he stopped walking and he almost was paralyzed in the back legs. I think like a disc had slipped into his spinal cord or something. And it was an emergency situation. By the time I got him to the neurosurgeon, he couldn't even walk. They had to put him in on like a stretcher and they did the surgery where they went in and they removed that compressed part that was, you know, touching his spine, and they said he had like a 60-70% chance to recover, and I didn't care. They're like $12,000 for the surgery, and I'm like, whatever it takes, you know. He's part of the family, and so luckily he came through it and he's fine now. So he's got a big old scar on his back, but other than that, he's fine. So what happened with you?
It was the, it's a female, and her uterus got infected. And the confusing part of it, was that I just recently got a puppy, a pug puppy. She's a pug.
Oh, and those are the cuties.
And I got the little pug, and, you know, so we were confused. We didn't know. We thought she was pregnant. She had, like, you know, a huge belly. And then also, you know, but the vet didn't rule that out, the possibility of infection, because, you know, she wasn't, you know, how they start to lactate.
When
they're big, so they start to grow their little breasts start to get bigger.
Yeah, they get like milk in the breasts.
So that was just. That wasn't happening here, and, you know, it turns out that, you know, she didn't need the surgery, so you know how crazy that is. So,
oh, my goodness.
That's where I was like, oh, my goodness. I wasn't even, you
how
know.
How did they fix it? Was it like a dog hysterectomy or something, or how did they repair that?
They removed the uterus, because what happens is, I think it's that part where actually, like, where the puppies grow. That part becomes affected. So instead of it being, you know, being the semen of a dog, it's the bacteria that starts growing and it creates like this massive bulge of very dangerous stuff, that if that thing were to rupture, that's it for her, you know? So it was scary. It was really, really scary, but you know how it is. It's like I had to jump in there and just take care of it, so.
I was the same way. Yep. Did you find a good deal on it, or was it expensive too?
Well, yeah, I mean, I was able to get, you know, a loan and stuff, but, you know, they also require a significant down payment, so that's where, you know.
Yep, that's how mine was. I had to put $4,000 down, and then I had to do the care credit for the other $8,800 or something. And so they said that they had a deal that if I financed it for a year, I would get free interest. So I'm so glad that I paid, like, I divided it by 12 and figured out, like, how much I had to pay each month in order to get it paid off with the free interest. And
that's the best part, because, like, if you pay it, you know, if you delay too much, then you're paying a huge amount of interest.
Exactly. Yeah. So I'm happy it's almost behind us now, you know, one more payment, but it was definitely worth it. You know, we have a dog in our neighborhood that he had been in a car accident and his back legs are amputated. So he's in like one of those wheelchair things, and he's only 2 years old. And he's the happiest dog that you'll ever see. But I was like, my dog would not be happy in one of those, because he's so used to like running after his ball and playing. And I think it would just like emotionally, it would have taken such a toll on him if he wasn't able to walk anymore, you know?
Yeah. So, the one thing that we're seeing on her is that after the surgery, you know how we have to keep her, I have two other dogs. So I had to keep her aside. So I had to build a little compartment for her in the laundry room. And I think that made her a little aggressive. Either that or it was like, you know, like when they're in pain, I think they snap at other dogs. So who knows what it is, but she's been a little snappy at the other dogs. So that's why we're like, okay, we hope it winds down after, like, now she had the stitches taken out today. So, you know, we're just paying really close attention to her, but she's looking really good. She got, like, you know, considering what happened, I think her recovery is, like, you know, really, really, really good. So I'm so glad.
I'm glad.
I knew I wasn't going to get a second chance to do this, you know? Like, you know that when you're in that moment, the other option, you know, had I not gone through with this, would have been playing her down. And that would have been like the saddest thing for me to do.
I agree. Yeah, you know, my son, he doesn't understand. He's like a, you know, young millennial entitled person. And he's like, why did you pay that money for the surgery? You could have, like, just gotten another dog. And I'm like, you don't understand. Like, this is part of the family. Like, it's not, you can't just get another
dog. You're like, you know what? You should have told him. You know what? When you got sick with the flu, I could have just went to the hospital and get another kid.
Get another kid. Yeah, that's a good way. Next time, if he brings, because he'll still once in a while when I talk about, oh, I have two more payments or I have one more payment, he'll still, oh, I don't know why you did that. I'm going to tell him that. That's a good line.
Yeah, tell him, hey, you know what? You know that time that you had, you know, this whatever broken leg, you know, we could have left you there, get another kid. No big deal.
Worse with a dog, because, you know, if you put them down, then you have to live with that too. You know, it's not just like, you know, you can take them back to the animal shelter or something. When they're in that case, they'll put them down anyway, you know. So I'm like, it's so sad. Like, if you don't help them, like, you're their only chance pretty much, you know.
So, exactly.
Yeah, for sure. Go ahead.
I was going to say, it was just like with your kid. You're his only chance, too, you know?
Yes, that's so true. It's so true. So, but I wanted to give you a timeline because I remember when we talked, I pushed your billing out till the 10th. Now that it's past due, we don't have a way to push the billing out or put it on pause again, but you do have plenty of time because you're not going to be due for another payment until November 10th. So as long as you get this one paid before November 10th, and hopefully it would be sooner rather than later, then once it's paid, I'll push the next billing out 30 days. So that way you won't have two payments close together. So for instance, let's say you can't pay this one till October 30th, for example, I wouldn't want you to have another payment.
The 149, right, Tina?
Yep, it's just the 149. Yep, that's all that I see is due. Yeah, so we can, you know, work with you on that. It just stays in, like, this past due status, so you might get an automated message here and there, like, oh, your account's past due. But don't worry about any of that. That's usually just meant to be a friendly reminder to let you know.
And this is Google Guarantee, right? This is Google Guarantee?
Well, the Google Guarantee, did you pass the background check yet? Did they communicate that with you or not?
Well, I think it's all still in the – I sent them everything. They said that they just needed – I got the liability insurance and I got everything they required. So I don't know. That's why I'm like – I'm puzzled as to why it – you know, I don't know. Does it –
Well, remember – The Google Guaranteed takes anywhere from 4 to 8 weeks. So you're definitely still within the timeline of that. So don't worry about any of that. I'll check with that department just to be sure. But once you're approved, they're going to call you to collect the activation budget so that they can start the lead. So that all might be on a little bit of a hold right now, too, you know, because you're trying to catch up from your dog surgery. But the good thing is now that you've already, you know, got that application in, once it gets approved, it's a one-time thing that you have to go through that. So if you can't start the activation budget right away, that's okay. Whenever you can, you just go right into that where you don't have to pay the application fee again or anything like that.
Gotcha. Okay, so that's just still in the works. It's just not okay. And how are we doing with this? Is this still moving along? The Google, what is it?
Let me look here because I saw there was a note on here, but I think this is an older note about, yeah, that was from October 10th. Today's the 15th. It said the Google business page, Google was to approve a reappeal reinstatement, submitted and provided documents.
She was telling me that there were some imposters, right?
That's what happened on the 10th?
That's what happened, that there's like, what is it called, copies?
A duplicate.
Yeah, that duplicate showed up, and that makes sense because I haven't gotten a single call. Before I would get calls from I would just get calls randomly, and right now, I haven't gotten a single call from any of these, and I'm like, what happened? So, I forget, what's her name?
April? Joyce
called me. She says, you know, there's a duplicate, and this could be causing, you know, your advertisement to, you know, somebody interfering with it. So I'm really, really, really concerned about that. You know, if whatever information you have on that, please let me know. I want to know who's behind this.
Yeah, I'll ask. I just asked them while we're talking, is this verified yet? Because I saw that they had submitted that reappeal. Just to let you know, the good news is once that reappeal goes through, they can take that duplicate one and merge it into the one that we created, and then that way moving forward, you'll just have one. So you won't have to worry about a duplicate again once this goes through. But, yeah, that's always scary when you find out.
Well, my question is, who did the duplicate? You see, tonight,
I'll ask them if they have any insight on it. Sometimes when this has happened in the past, they'll tell me, oh, the duplicate was created under, and they'll give me an email address where everything's blocked out except for maybe the last four, entries, and then at whatever, gmail.com. So it might be like the end of an email. And so if they have that, I'll communicate it with you. Maybe you'll know by the email that they can see, who it might have been.
Could it be previous advertisers I have?
It could have been, yes. It definitely could have been.
Because that is one thing that I know is that, you know, I'm curious. You know, I really want to know because I paid a lot of money on other platforms as well. And for this type of stuff to be happening, that's completely unethical, you know. And I need to know what's happening there.
Yeah, it could be something that was not intentional because let's say that another company somewhere in the past created your Google business page, but it never got verified and published, but they created it. So it was in the works, right? And then when we bring a client on board, we won't create a duplicate if we see that the client already has one. But if it's one that was created by another company that hasn't been published yet, then we can't find it because it's not published, right? So then we'll create one, and then Google will throw up a red flag and say, oh, this account has a duplicate. Well, nobody knows that because we can't see the information that's under the duplicate until this reappeal goes through. Once the reappeal goes through, Google will then tell us, okay, we can merge it together, and this is the email that it was created under, and it's all gonna, be eventually disclosed to us, but right now we may not know. But usually when they do a reappeal, which they did for you on the 10th, it takes like 5 or 7 business days. So I'm pretty sure that if they haven't heard back today, they will be hearing back very shortly, and then I can communicate with you, as soon as I hear what they say, exactly what they found,
All right, Tina. Well, that sounds like a plan. Please keep me informed, and thanks for letting me know what's going on with this. And like I said,
it's just unfortunate that, I'm just glad that my puppy's alive. I'm so glad that, because I knew I wasn't going to get a second chance to be there for her, so, like I said, unfortunately.
She's the pug, or she's the one of the other ones?
She's a pug. I'll send you pictures. Oh. Is this your?
Yeah, please do. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. If you send, I'll just send you an email that says hi, and then you can reply to my email. That way it'll come to me. Cause if you text me, it'll come to your account and then everybody in the company can see it. So I'll just send it. Not that we don't all want to see it. We're all animal lovers over here, but some of us more than others,
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Go ahead and I'll share yours too. That'd be cool.
I will. I'll share some. Let me find some pictures of them and then I'll put it in the email.
Sure.
Okay. Okay. All right. I'll
thank you. All right. So I'll be hearing for you. What would it be, next week or?
Well, what I'll do is as soon as I hear back on the Google Guaranteed and the duplicate, I'll call you. But I'll probably just lay low on the payment and not follow up with you for a week or two. I will touch base in a week or two just to see where you're at that time.
Okay, and if I complete the project I'm in right now before then, the thing is that right now I have money invested to this project and until I complete, then I get paid. So I still don't know when I'll be done with this. But if I can sooner, I'll make sure I take care of it, okay?
Of course, yeah, no problem. So, yeah, you'll hear back from me as soon as I hear from them. And then in the meantime, have a really great rest of your day, too.
Thank you so much.
So glad your puppy's okay. All right, you're welcome.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Bye-bye.